One of the best things about being at the 2017 Energy Summit is to see businesses and people we have in the past featured on this show recognized as biggest losers. And that includes Ford Field, the biggest loser in mixed-use category. With us is Fred Reddick. Fred is the Ford Field Facility Director. First, congratulations, and it's nice to meet you in person.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here.
So you achieved close to a 6% energy reduction in 2016 at the Ford Field Facility. How did you do that?
Well, we did a number of things. First of all, we replaced all our field lights with LED. The year before, we just replaced our maintenance lights to see how they would work, and they worked fantastic. So we went ahead and did the full-blown project. All the concourses are now LED hybrids. We also did light harvesting, so we have photocells outside and inside the concourses. So when it's bright enough outside, the lights, all anything that's lit in the concourses is emergency lights.
What kind of feedback are you getting on the quality of these LED lights?
Everybody loves them. I have not got any negative feedback at all. Players seem to enjoy it. Everybody else that goes down on the field like it. Everybody that's in the concourses, our fans, everybody love it.
One of the questions that always comes up about people who may be late adopters to these technologies, pretty heavy upfront investment cost, but what about return on investment? I mean, they do save money in the long run, right?
Oh, absolutely. I look at everything as a return on investment. I do not do anything with less than 5 years of return.
So in 5 years, you're definitely going to recoup the cost of these lights.
Yeah, I think the lighting project for the field was about 3.8 years.
You also did some things with your water pumps and the speed drivers. Tell us about that.
So our city water booster pumps, we had what was a pressure clay valve before. So I had all my pumps running, usually at 100%. What I did is I put drives on those pumps. So now I only have one pump running, which is a small 15-horse motor. And when the fans come into the building, I have maybe that pump and another pump running. So I'm only running at about 20% capacity.
So what about the other 80% capacity?
So that's an energy saving. So, I mean, we barely need to do that. Before, all of them were just running.
You do have a lot of leased office space for those who haven't been down there. Outside damper system, what is that and what did you do?
We do have over 400,000 square feet of commercial real estate. We're a large landlord as well. So all of our rooftops on the commercial real estate side, we replaced all our outside air dampers with Tamco dampers, which are real tight fitting dampers. So when the units go down, we don't have leakage coming into the building so that we're not trying to heat or cool excess outside air. So I'm going to start doing the rest of the stadium starting this year. So we're going to move forward. It's a three-year project.
My guest is Fred Reddick. He is the Ford Field Facility Director. Ford Field was recognized at the 2017 Energy Summit as biggest loser in the mixed-use category. Are there some initiatives that you're pretty excited about looking out over the next couple of years?
Yeah, like I said, we're going to continue doing our damper project. I'm replacing our air-cooled chiller that we use on our milder days, so I don't have to run my big chillers with a little larger one and more sustainable. So it's a more energy-efficient model, and I'll get more tonnage out of it as well. We're also looking at some more lighting and retrofits. I'm about 75% complete in the building with LEDs. I hope to be within 5 years have everything LED.
All of this, I think all this planning, all this execution, all of this insight and creativity comes from what you call your green team. Tell us about your green. Who's on the green team? I mean, any of the Lions on the green team?
No, unfortunately, none of the players are on the green team, but we do have some tenants that help us out with that. We're going to try to get more of our tenants involved. We have our director of housekeeping is on that. Our tenant manager's on it. I'm on it. The VP of operations is on it as well. We have most of the operations teams on it. And then we also have our concessionaire Levy on that as well. So that we're looking at different recyclables for all the food waste that we have so that we can become more sustainable in that aspect as well.
So, I mean, there's virtually no part of that facility that you haven't got representation on this green team with the possible exception of the football team.
Yeah, but I think they're moving towards that as well. The Lions are committed to sustainability, and I think we're going to keep moving in that direction going forward.
More and more of these professional sports teams are recognizing the importance of sustainability planning in their facilities and are really taking steps forward in that area.
Yeah, I think you're right in that. As we progress in the years, more and more sports teams are looking at that. It is the bottom line does get increased. So when you start doing that.
You guys have become sponsors of the Michigan Battle of the Buildings Energy Summit. I mean, it may seem obvious why you might sponsor something like this, but, I mean, you have opportunities to sponsor all sorts of things. Why Battle of the Buildings?
Because we are part of that as well. We're a competitor in that, and it just seemed right to do so. Like I said, we are committed to sustainability as an organization, and we want to keep moving that way, and this is a great event to sponsor that.
Well, I asked you this when we interviewed you before. I mentioned this, and you had a great comment on it. But this sustainability ethos, we found when we talked to anybody associated with Ford, just the name, whether it's on the automotive side or the athletic side, that there is a corporate commitment to sustainability that starts right at the top.
Yes, there is. I mean, we are a separate entity from the Ford company as well, so the Ford family does own the Detroit Lions, and as the Ford family, they are committed to it, so we're going to keep moving in that direction.
Well, Fred, I want to congratulate you again. Biggest Loser Ford Field in the mixed use category at the 2017 Energy Summit. I've been talking with Fred Reddick. He is the Ford Field Facility Director. Great to see you in person, and thanks for being on Greening the Great Lakes.
All right, thanks for having me.